In an old technology lab at Abraham Lincoln High School, 8-foot-high computer servers crank away at medical data for 3 separate research universities. 17-year-old Jacob Higgins gives me a tour.
And basically what we're doing is we're loaning the server's processing power, like the computing power, to help it do complicated calculations so that they can like get all of their research done quicker to try to find cures for things like Alzheimer's, cancer.
Higgins and 5 of his classmates have built and maintained a small-scale data center with donated equipment and a grant from Google, whose 100,000-square-foot server farm is only a few miles down the road to the south. Higgins says that someday he wants to be a computer technician.
Oh, there are a million things that can go wrong. Things are going wrong all the time. That's just the nature of the beast.
Technology instruction in the Council Bluffs School District has increased dramatically since Google came to town. In the 6th grade, every student gets a small laptop manufactured by Google that they'll use until they graduate. Students staff a computer repair station in the school, and business technology teacher Deborah Robinson says there's a huge demand for classes in coding and cybersecurity.
What we know today is going to be totally different 5 years from now. So it's not necessarily having just a set knowledge and that's going to, you know, hold you through your entire working career. You have to be able to learn, read for information, and how to apply it and adapt.
But despite the perks, school districts are one of the largest recipients of property taxes, and it's property tax exemptions that bring in companies like Google, Microsoft, and Facebook. In 2007, the Iowa legislature passed a law offering data centers a graduated partial property tax exemption over a period of time. That same year, Google announced it would spend $300 million to put in a center in Council Bluffs. The project qualified for $33 million in property tax exemptions over 20 years. A few years later, Google built a second, larger data center south of town. Council Bluffs annexed about 1,000 acres of farmland to accommodate it. Data center operations manager Chris Russell says Google's here to stay, and demand for data is going up.
If you look at the phones in your pocket or the computer on your desk, certainly they've gotten faster over time, but what really has made them more powerful is them being connected to the internet, because sitting behind it in the data centers are thousands of computers that are at your beck and call.
Because a data center is essentially a giant warehouse of computer servers, they don't bring in too many jobs. Google has 130 employees in Council Bluffs. City Planning Director Don Gross says the real money for the community is in the property taxes data centers pay. Even including the exemption, Google paid almost $900,000 in property taxes to Pottawatomie County last year.
They also have, contracts for grounds maintenance, security, and it is about property taxes as opposed to perhaps jobs. And we would consider both.
Data centers are also high users of electricity and water for their cooling systems in the summer. Gross says the city makes money there, too, through franchise fees. And he says there's a certain cachet to having a name like Google in your city.
I think within this metro area, I think people are like, how did they pull that off in Council Bluffs? Why couldn't have we done that?
In Council Bluffs, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.